Habib is a Rohingya refugee living in Nauru. He was found to be a genuine refugee earlier this year after spending 2 years in detention. Habib has asked for his name to be changed because he's concerned Nauru's government will take action against him for speaking to foreign media. He says he was hired to work renovating houses as part of a $5.5 million government-funded program, but he says his boss didn't tell him the work would involve removing asbestos roof sheets.
He didn't say anything. He told me the morning I got there, hey, you take up the roofing, get on. Just like that. Didn't tell me about danger or anything.
Habib says the roof sheets he removed were sometimes damaged.
On top, they have all the roofing there. It's like cement roofing. I stack up that one, then I put it down. They are sometimes broken. Some on top are broken.
The roofs on many of Nauru's homes and public buildings are made of asbestos cement sheeting. While this material tends to be quite safe if kept in good condition, decades of poor maintenance in a tropical environment have left most in poor shape. Stuart Williams is from the Secretariat of the Pacific Communities Regional Environment Program, or SPREP. The organisation recently completed a report on asbestos hazards in the Pacific, including those in Nauru. He says renovation work involving the removal of asbestos can be risky.
If there's going to be programs of work, if there's going to be home handyman work, or there's going to be extensive demolition, repair or replacement of materials, there is definitely that risk. Asbestos roofing, asbestos cladding, other materials, it's nailed or it's screwed or it's otherwise attached to the rafters and to the framework. When that's removed, there can be breakage and fibres can be released.
While the government of Nauru says the renovation program is safe, Habib says workers were not given the appropriate safety gear and sometimes went without any protection at all.
1 month I worked there. A lot of people looked at me and said, hey, you don't do it like that. You're not using tools, not using the gloves, not using the masks. It's a very big problem for you and your body. Sometimes they give me masks and they give me one glove. After maybe 2 days, 3 days, another glove. After 3 days, they didn't give me anything. No gloves, no masks.
The ABC has also received photos of a group of Nauruans and Rohingya refugees attaching a new roof to a house. The photos show workers wearing their own clothes instead of coveralls, with only hats and pieces of cloth as head protection. None of the workers are wearing harnesses, and one man is balancing on a brittle piece of asbestos sheeting. There are also pieces of removed asbestos next to the house and directly behind the workers. Under international standards, these should have been placed in sealed bags. Meanwhile, other photos taken at a local tip site show pieces of broken asbestos sitting in landfill. Opposition MP and former President Sprent Dabwido has seen some of the renovation work himself, and he's concerned about safety on the sites.
In this group that they're working, there's about four of these refugees. They climb onto the house, they remove the asbestos with no safety equipment, and even the handling, I don't think there's any training, because they throw the roofing off the top of the house, and you know, once it hit the ground and it breaks and there's dust everywhere.
Australian Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the Australian government shouldn't escape scrutiny over the situation.
These photos and the evidence coming out of Nauru is incredibly concerning. The fact that a number of these workers are found to be refugees that Australia has dumped there really just adds pain to the whole situation.
In a statement, the government of Nauru denied refugees were involved in the house renovation project and said the program was safe and greatly beneficial to the people of Nauru. The government did not give specific details about safety precautions on the work sites or how the removed asbestos was being disposed of.